Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back to the Extra Point Show. Joe DiBiase on WGR. Sabres Live coming up in about 15 minutes. We put them off a little bit, got a lot of good phone calls in, but it's time now for our Week 5 Tuesday tiers. My favorite part of the week, every week. Tier-based rankings of the entire AFC, tiers 1 through 6. I'll work my way from the bottom up. Just a quick recap on what the tiers mean. Tier 1, Super Bowl favorite. Tier 2, Super Bowl contender. Tier 3, playoff team. Don't think they can win a Super Bowl. Tier 4, bubble teams. If they get to the playoffs, they won't do anything when they're there. Tier 5, pretty close to an afterthought. I wouldn't rule them out, though, from being a playoff team. And then Tier 6, you're competing for the first overall pick. Starting at the bottom, Tier 6, the Houston Texans. They're pretty squarely in Tier 6 for the foreseeable future. I can't see them doing much in the way of climbing their way out of it. Davis Mills on an island all by himself. They are, though, only a game and a half out of the division. 0-3-1. I've got the Pittsburgh Steelers in Tier 6, the bottom rung. I think the Steelers are really bad. They're not good defensively. They allow a lot of yards. If they don't get turnovers from Minkah Fitzpatrick or TJ Watt, who's not even on the field right now, their defense is bad. They're not going to stop you. They're going to turn the ball over or you're going to score. That's it. And their offense has not shown the ability to move the football. We'll see if Kenny Pickett can juice them up a bit. He was okay against the Jets. The three picks, saw Joe Marino tweet about this from the Draft Network and Locked On Bills. He watched back Pickett against the Jets and thought, yeah, he's pretty good. And the three picks were not on him. Claypool tipped a jump ball up in the air right to a defender. It was like a pass. So Pickett maybe can get them off the bottom tier. But for now, they are Tier 6. Tier 5. Welcome to the club, New York Jets. Never in the existence, the history of Tuesday tiers on the Extra Point Show have the New York Jets been above the bottom tier. But I am raising them up one. You know what? There's a lot of talent on that roster. I think the quarterback is probably bad, but Garrett Wilson is a great receiver already as a rookie. So is Elijah Moore in his second year. Breece Hall is a stud at running back. A stud. He's going to be a star running back in the league for a few years here. And they have pieces on defense. My holdup on them, of course, is one, they're the Jets. So they'll always find a way to mess it up. That's why they're not going higher, even though they're 2-2. And two, I think that quarterback is bad. His stats at the end of the day don't look too bad. 252, I think, a touchdown. He also caught a touchdown. I think Zach Wilson's bad. If you watch that game, whew, he makes some throws that it's just like, how are you in the NFL? So Jets in Tier 5. Colts on Tier 5. Not a lot going on there. Now Jonathan Taylor's banged up. No one gets open. Matt Ryan looks old. That's all you need to know. They're bad. New England on Tier 5. They're getting some credit for going the distance with Green Bay, but they are the worst quarterback situation in the AFC right now because of Mac Jones' injury. When he's healthy, I'm okay with him, but that offense does not work in the year 2022. New England in Tier 5. Tier 4. These are bubble teams. I would not pick them to make the playoffs, but they could. Cleveland, even though they lost to Atlanta, they're 2-2 through four easy games on paper. That's not that impressive, but their numbers are still good. They still score in a high percentage of their drives. They run the ball well. They've got good pass catchers. They've got great defenders. Myles Garrett didn't play. He's one of the best pass rushers in football. And again, my tiers are always within the context of can you win the Super Bowl? And I think that roster, when Deshaun Watson gets on the field, the answer to that question will be yes. But they got a tread water, and that looks less likely after losing to Atlanta. I've got the Raiders on tier four. All right, nice win. You should have beat the Broncos. You did. They're going to be really up and down, though. That's the Raiders usually, right? They are hot and cold. So tier four, because they could go on a run. This is what I think about them. They could either go 3-14 and lose 8 in a row, or they could win 7 in a row and squeeze into the playoffs. I think the Raiders are the most hot and cold team in football. Tier four, Tennessee in tier four. Those scrappy Titans. Nobody fights harder to get to 500 than the Titans, or more often than the Titans. All right, you've got my attention. For now, as a bubble team, nothing more. Nothing if they ever got to the playoffs. Denver on tier four. I'm dropping them down a tier. Russell Wilson, you know what? I'm done giving you the benefit of the doubt because you've got a star quarterback. Your star quarterback stinks. He doesn't run as much as he did. That's what made him special. Was running around in the backfield, creating something out of nothing. He's kind of a game manager now. Is it that's too harsh? He's been outplayed by Geno Smith. On ESPN right now, they're showing a graphic. Geno Smith, QBR, 72. Russell Wilson, 45. Every stat, Geno Smith is better than Russell Wilson. I think Russ might be shot. Broncos on tier four, and they've lost their best running back by a mile. That's tier four, though. Tier three. The same as last week. I think all three of these teams will make the playoffs, and I could see them winning a playoff game, but I don't think they can win the Super Bowl. The Dolphins. Tough what happened to Tua. I want to talk more about that later in the week. I don't have time today, but... The pass catchers are just on another level. I got to give them enough credit to put them on Tier 3. And we'll see if Tua comes back. If it's Bridgewater for the season, I would put them lower, but we'll see. Cincinnati on tier three. All right, you beat the Dolphins. You should have, especially with Tua going out. Burrow to Higgins. I mean, that play is always there. So a great job by them. They've always got that threat. That's what it is for me. I think their coach is bad. They were out-coached by a mile against the Dolphins. But why'd they win? Because Joe Burrow to T. Higgins is always there. Joe Burrow to Ja'Marr Chase is always there. Joe Burrow to Tyler Boyd is always there. And I think those four individuals will overcome their coach a lot of times. Jaguars on tier three. A loss to the Eagles, but you know what? The Eagles are great. And it was a one-score game right near the end. They had a 14-0 lead. So I'll give them a little credit for playing competitive with probably the best team from the NFC. And expectations should be managed on Jacksonville. They're tier three here. I think they'll make the playoffs. I think they'll win that division, but I don't think they're going to win the Super Bowl. Lawrence had a bad game. Tier two, Baltimore. I'm keeping them here. Close loss to the Bills, close loss to the Dolphins, and Lamar Jackson behind Allen and Mahomes right now is probably the third best quarterback in the AFC. Not even probably. He is. He's right now the third best quarterback in the AFC. He's in the running for MVP. He's incredible. Baltimore's defense stinks. The run game stinks. I don't care. That's how good Lamar Jackson is. Tier two for Baltimore. Chargers in tier two. Justin Herbert. As long as Justin Herbert is upright, I'm putting them on tier two. Because he is a quarterback, and this is all context of the Super Bowl. Tier two is Super Bowl contenders. Justin Herbert is capable of lifting that team up on his own shoulders and carrying them to a Super Bowl through four games. He is capable of that type of run. They got to get there, though. Here they are with the injuries and the fluky games again. Like, we'll see. Tier 2, though, for the Chargers. They still, to me, outplayed the Chiefs in Week 2. At full strength. Not even full strength. They didn't have their number one receiver. They outplayed the Chiefs. Tier 1, Bills and Chiefs. What more needs to be said? They are on their own pedestal, and it likely will come down to them again for who comes out of the AFC. Tier 1, Bills and Chiefs. Tier 2, Ravens and Chargers. Tier 3, Dolphins, Bengals, Jaguars. Tier 4, Broncos, Titans, Raiders, Browns. Tier 5, Patriots, Colts, and Jets. And Tier 6, Steelers and Texans. Take a quick call when we come back as we wrap things up here in the Extra Point Show.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.